A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Chaf Beis, Moed Katan 22a, pagination 43. We'll start from the facing page. Moed Katan Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 21b at the bottom, page 42, five lines up. The case of Godol Habayis, the leader of the house. This case is fairly complex with a number of variables, and I would like to outline what the considerations are. The basic halacha is that if a person passes away, his mourners, the relatives, close relatives, are supposed to mourn for 7 days. Sometimes one of the relatives doesn't hear about the passing and doesn't arrive to the Shiva house until later. Our Gemara introduces a concept that even though that person arrives, let's say on the third day of the mourning, and then he finds out of the passing of his relative, one would think that he has to start his 7 days of mourning from then, the third day, and he's going to continue his Shiva even after his other relatives have completed their Shiva. Our Gemara introduces a concept that he joins them in their count. And the question, of course, is what are the parameters to allow this to happen? And if we want to just be able to focus our minds, let's take the position that we want it to happen. We want him to join their Shiva and not that he should be sitting on his own another 2 days afterwards, so that he joins them. And we would like to know in our mind frame of we would like it to happen, what criteria have to be met in order for him to join their Avelus count. So let's begin. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Avel, in the case of a mourner, Gimel Yamim HaRishonim, if he shows up within the first 3 days of the mourning, which is the most intense part of the mourning, Ba Mimakom Karov, and he came from a close place, which is defined as a place that he could come from within 1 day of travel, Mona imahin. The rule will be that he joins their count. Ba mimakom rachok, if he's coming from a further away place, mona la'atzmo, he's going to count his own count. What's the concept of 3 days? So the Rosh says that the concept here is that after they completed the burial and realized that this brother, let's say, is not there, so they send a messenger to let him know that he should come. That takes a day. We're talking about a place that's distant travel up to 1 day. And then the person getting this alarming news that he needs to come right away comes. It takes him a day to come. So there was the day of the burial, the day of travel for the notification, and the day of his travel to arrive at the mourner's house and be informed of the passing. So if it's only 1 day travel away, we can include him, so to speak, conceptually, we can look at his situation as the type of case that he will probably arrive within the first 3 days of mourning. And if he's in with the first 3 days of mourning, you're able to join him into the mourning. After that, the mourning gets a little bit more lenient. It's not as intense. And if he comes later than that, he might not be able to be included. And therefore, the rule is 1 day travel away so that he could be notified and he could arrive and still come within the first 3 days. If you look at the next line of the Gemara, Reb Shimon Omer, the position we follow modifies this a little bit. Afilu bo b'yom ha-shevi'i mimakom korov mona imohim. Even if he comes on the seventh day, he can still count with them. In other words, we're still working with a makom korov, a place that's close, that's only one day travel away. But once he's within that one day travel away, so that conceptually he could have been notified and he could have come within the first 3 days, facts be told, if he only was informed and ended up showing up on the seventh day, while they were still in mourning, that's enough to join him in, even if he only sits a short period of time, he's considered a part of them. So Rav Shimon's opinion, which is what we follow, is a modification. He's still working with the Mokom Korov based on 3 days, but he's saying once you have him inclusive, he's in the radius of distance, of the 1 day distance, so that he'll show up within 3 days, he's called Mokom Korov. And once he's included, even if he shows up on the seventh day, that's enough to include him. On the last line of the Gemara, V'hu sheyesh gadol habayis b'bayis, a consideration here is that there has to be the leader of the house is in the house. So if there is an eldest brother, who everything is based on him, he's the older brother, and that's in big quotes, he's the older brother. So then this could happen because he gets drawn in to the place of the mourning, even though he wasn't there during their first days of Avelus. The Hagos Ashri further says that it has to be that they're sitting in the city either of the burial or of the passing. Presumably, because those are places that can create this kivius, this establishment location to which this lone mourner is going to be nigrar. He's going to be drawn into it, into their count of Avelus, even though he wasn't there. The Gemara on Ardaf, about 12 lines down, at the end of a line, quotes Rav Shimon Amar Afilu Bo B'Yom HaShvi'i Mimakom Korov Mona Imayim, even if the mourner comes on the seventh day, but as long as he's coming from a Makom Korov, from a close place, one day travel, he can be drawn into them. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yossi Ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi, V'Shaba U'Matza Menachamim Etzlo. It has to be that there still are comforters there at the time that he arrives, so that he's able to sit down with them and they have not terminated their Avelus. Remember, on the seventh day, Miktzas Hayom Kikulo, part of the day is sufficient, and therefore after Shachris, or that time, they're going to get up. He has to arrive at the place of mourning while they're still sitting if he wants to be included in their count of Avelus. Boi Rav Onon, Rav Onan asked, Ninaru la'amod, if they're ready to stand up. They're all done. They're ready to stand up. V'lo omdu, but they didn't actually stand up yet. Mahu, what's the halacha? Can he still slide himself in and sit with them for a moment and be counted in the Shiva count that they did? Teku, it's a good question. The question shall stand, the Gemara says. This concept of Ninaru Lamod is similar in certain ways, at least conceptually, to the idea that we have at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, that if a person made a mistake during Shmoneh Esrei and he did not yet complete Shmoneh Esrei, in some cases he's allowed to go back to the bracha of the mistake and continue from there. However, if he already took the steps back and he was done with his Shmoneh Esrei, then the only way to rectify the mistake, if it's a significant mistake, is to repeat Shmoneh Esrei in its entirety. You can't just go back to the bracha that you made the mistake in. The halacha is that once a person is ready to take the steps back, he's totally done. He's done all his tachanunim, he's done all his extras, he's ready to take the steps back, that is already considered having taken his steps back. He has taken leave, so to speak, of his audience with Hashem. So the case of Shmona Esrei, that's considered finished Shmona Esrei, even though he hasn't taken the steps back. This is a new case. It's a case of Avelus. What's the halacha over here? The Gemara says, Teiku, the halacha is that we'll be lenient, as we are in many cases of Avelus, and we're willing to say that this is considered included in the Avelus of the other relatives. So by way of summation, this halacha of Gadol HaBayis, of trying to draw in the lone mourner into the others' count, is definitely a complex sugya. It involves a bunch of variables. Let's go through briefly the who, the what, the when, and the where. So the who has to be there that will be able to draw him in? So the simple read over here is that it has to be the Gadol HaBayis, the leader of the family. But there is an opinion that says that even the majority of the mourners will make this into the establishment location so that they could draw this person in to their count if he arrives from a one-day travel type location. What happened? So the simple understanding is that he didn't know about the mourning, and he did not do his Avelus. But that second rule of he didn't start his Avelus becomes a machlokes. Some say that once he knows, before he arrives, he was supposed to start his Avelus, and therefore he cannot recalculate his Avelus. Others say that if he knew but did not do the Avelus, that's sufficient to be able to draw him in. Once he starts his Avelus, he'll be starting with them. If one intentionally wants to be able to draw this person into their Avelus, he should not be informed. He should only be told, come quickly. And when he arrives, he'll find out and he'll be drawn into their Avelus. When did it happen? So we paskin, like Reb Shimon, any time, as long as they didn't actually stand up from the Avelus, as long as he arrived from a place that was one day of distance, so that, as we mentioned in the explanation, theoretically he could have arrived within the first 3 days. And where did he arrive? The Hagos Ashri says it has to be the city of the Kvura or the Misa, while some opinions maintain that any place that they would form an establishment would be able to draw this person into their count. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.